I'm an animated guy. I enjoy it. I have a lot of energy on the field, and I have a lot of energy off the field. I think that's one of the things I bring to a building, and I enjoy being a part of what we're doing. I get excited to get here in the morning. I get disappointed sometimes when I leave, and the only reason you leave is to go to sleep a little bit. My wife wish I would be home more often, but you know, you expect energy from players, you expect enthusiasm, you expect enthusiasm from the people around you. So it's always good to bring it yourself, and hopefully it's a little bit contagious and everybody else will feel better about what they're doing in the day. I've worked with Hugh Jackson in two different places. We worked at Baltimore together, and I was his offensive coordinator in Oakland. And I believe in Hugh. I think that he is going to be one of the most outstanding head coaches in the National Football League as time goes on. I enjoyed working with him. I enjoyed working for him. I would like nothing more than to help Hugh succeed as a head football coach. I like the idea of being a part of an organization that can go in an upward direction and potentially win a championship. When I went to St. Louis in 1999, they had the 3-game wins the year before. They had been the losingest team in the 90s. Nobody gave them a chance. And I went there in 99. That year we won the Super Bowl. And I think it can be done. It's not easy. You know, the progress and the opportunity to improve is unbelievable here. The thing that I've learned over the years is there's a lot of different ways to do things. And it's not who's right, it's what's right. And the development of players and the development of coaches are kind of laced with the experience of other people. You learn from other people. You can't teach what you don't know. And oftentimes the expertise and the experience of older coaches who've been through it quite a bit give you an opportunity to learn a lot quicker and do some things that and avoid some mistakes that you would make, both from a strategic standpoint and a teaching standpoint, that allows you to grow and get better in what you do. I mean, one of the main reasons I'm in coaching and one of the biggest enjoyments that I get is the player or players that I work with, watching them advance and achieve what they are capable of achieving. And it reconfirms that you have possibly the opportunity to influence somebody and make them better than they thought they could be. And that's the excitement and joy I get out of coaching, is watching a player who maybe you've given a couple of different techniques or ideas on how to improve their game, and then you look and they do that, and they have, you know, some sense of success themselves. You know, that's the enjoyment of coaching, the relationships with players, you know, and the ability to try to help them get better at what they do.